This is the KHSU Magazine, and my name's Katie Whiteside. On Tuesday, I spoke with Lauren Regan, who is the founder and executive director of the Civil Liberties Defense Center, and she operates a public interest law firm, the Justice Law Group, specializing in constitutional law, civil rights, and criminal defense. Lauren is in Humboldt County presenting several workshops today and tomorrow and this weekend. The first one is tonight beginning at 6 p.m. in HSU's Goodwin Forum titled Know Your Rights. Tomorrow, Friday, she's presenting a digital security for activists beginning at noon in Founders Hall, room 166. And in the evening on Friday, she's presenting Know Your Rights for the Undocumented Community. That's taking place in Founders Hall, room 118, beginning at 5:30. Lauren, you are so active in training people to know their rights. And, this is really exciting, I think, for local people to find out exactly what you'll be doing here, because you have these three workshops which are pretty tied together. We have many different people in our community here. We have DACA students. We have immigrant communities here. We also have a lot of activists who are out there protesting, marching for their rights. So tell us about why you started this.
I founded the Civil Liberties Defense Center about 15 years ago, basically because there were not lawyers that were dedicated to progressive social change movements, whether that is environmental or climate or animal or immigrant or worker rights. And people were getting arrested for things and going to jail and prison for long time periods. And we decided that activists really needed expert, dedicated lawyers that understood the political underpinnings of why activists do what they do. So we founded the organization back in 2003. And one of our founding board members is Professor Tony Silvaggio from the Sociology Department. And so we've had long-standing connections to Humboldt County and specifically Humboldt State University for a long time. There actually was a Civil Liberties Defense Center student club for a number of years when the FBI was coming on campus and trying to recruit students and a bunch of protests were happening on campus. So we definitely recognize that HSU and the larger community have been really active and engaged in political struggle for a long time. But there has been a pretty big gap with regard to legal resources available to activists. And, not only do we travel around the country to train activists on what their rights are and how to kind of push the envelope with regard to First Amendment rights, we talk about interacting with cops, like how to do that safely, how to record them. But we also defend activists when they get arrested for cases around the country. We sue police and FBI and government agencies when they brutalize activists or when they illegally spy on them or use surveillance tactics that are illegal. So we sort of have a really broad range of activist support that we do as an organization. And, over the last year in particular, there have been a number of phone calls that have come to our offices about activism going on in Humboldt County and in Arcata and Eureka. And the timing for us to respond to those calls didn't really work out. And so we decided to allocate the next, 4 days to go down there and basically drop a bunch of skills and information and updates on the activist community there. So as you mentioned, we're going to start off with a Know Your Rights training for activists that will go over your constitutional rights, how to interact with police, and sort of, what might have changed on the activist landscape, legal landscape, over the last few years, because things are constantly changing. And obviously, the Trump regime, is having a negative impact on almost everything, let alone activism. So that's going to be the first one. And then we're going to follow that up the next day with a digital security training for activists. And this is how to better protect your communications. If we cannot politically organize without having the government or corporations spy on us, we will be ineffective. They will be able to shut us down. You know, this is as old as activism, you know, historically. So we talk about how to utilize better apps and devices so that you can organize in private and keep your private affairs to yourself without having Facecrack or any of these other places, you know, just kind of scooping up all of your private information. And then that evening, we're going to conclude our sort of triad of trainings on campus with a special training for undocumented community members and their allies. And normally we give this presentation in English and Spanish, and it talks about not only some basic know your rights when interacting with cops, but also what your rights are when you're interacting with ICE. You know, what does a deportation process look like? What is the current state of the law with regard to the Dreamers? And how can we best keep our communities safe from ICE and deportation? That is 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday night. Then Saturday, we're actually heading out to Hoopa. We're going to go out to the Hoopa Reservation and do a bunch of trainings for the tribes out on the river. And on Saturday evening at 7 p.m., we are having a big fundraising event with bands and entertainment, and me and our organizer will be out there to sort of meet the community and answer any other questions and just sort of put better roots down in this community so that we can be helpful in the future. And that's going to be at the Inn at 2nd and C in Eureka at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're actually doing another round of Know Your Rights trainings for activists and some media trainings for local organizers and activists in your community that are working on some current campaigns relating to all sorts of different issues. But if you're engaged in a current campaign and you can't make the Know Your Rights training during the week, we are giving another one on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And I'm not even sure what the location of that one is, except that I know it will be in Eureka. But okay, we'll post that on our website, which is cldc.org. And so if anybody wants more information about any of those particular trainings or the updated location information, you're welcome to go on our website, and all of it will be posted there too.
You have just a full schedule here in Humboldt County, and it sounds like, I was reading some of the information and watching some of your videos, these are good things to know for anybody, not just activists, but anybody, knowing your own rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really learn this anymore in civics classes. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, government and corporations, you know, commonly called the state, they don't really want us to know this information. You know, they would prefer that we become sheep, you know, and just sort of ignorant sheep at that, so that you know, if you don't know your rights, you can't exercise them fully and powerfully. And so I think it is somewhat intentional that over the last couple of generations, this type of information has basically been ignored, so that we've gotten to a point where a lot of people really don't know what their rights are or how to exert them. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, we get into situations like we find ourselves currently.
Yep.
So, yeah, you don't have to be an activist to come to any of these trainings. The only reason that we do call it that is because we do go a little deeper into issues relating to, like, how to organize a rally or how to organize a march in terms of the First Amendment consequences of those actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk a little bit about security culture, how we organize together as a community to keep ourselves safe from government repression.
Well, we're out of time right now. I want to thank you so much, Lauren, for coming to Humboldt County.
Yes, thank you very much, and we look forward to meeting everyone.